Hey, girl bosses, welcome back to season 6, episode 2 of Hashtag Girl Boss. This is your host, Zoya.
And this is your host, Lilana. So, as you guys all know, we've been, I guess, catching up and getting back onto the rhythm of the podcast. And so, this season, we're coming back talking about financial literacy because me and Zoya, I guess, we both are very interested in the field and we also know how important it is to be educated early on. So, we're going to be talking a lot about a core of finance through this episode. So we're going to be talking a lot about credit versus debit cards and credit history.
Yep. But before we get into that short intro, how are you doing, Lana?
I'm doing great. I feel so relaxed, but my acne is not showcasing
Look
that.
good to me on the camera. I mean,
I
on
look good
Zoom.
on my
You look so
computer
good.
cam. My computer camera, for some reason, takes off all my acne, all my spots. You can't see anything. And then you see me in person, you're like, yeah,
I've
acne.
seen you in person, though. You're
Yeah.
lying. I literally saw you almost every day a few weeks ago.
But I found this new cream, and I'm going to go buy it from Costco. It's called Egyptian
Nice.
Magic. It's a all we're not sponsored, but it's like
We're
an
not.
all natural cream. Like one of my friends, Ashvita, one of our common friends, she recommended it to me. So I'm gonna go test that out.
Cool. Yeah. Let me know how it is too.
Yeah. So how are you doing? I always do all the talking. I need to shut
I think we do it equally, but
up.
I'm good. As you all know, we were like kind of busy with robotics and stuff a few weeks ago, and then after it just ended, I feel like I have so much free time because I don't have the obligation to go to robotics meetings and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, just trying to get everything together, being more productive with stuff I need to do over the summer. Playing video games. I've been doing that so much. I feel so bad. I
Okay,
also customized my computer a bit more, like the desktop
you have to
background.
show me. You need to show
I
me.
will. It's so I'm so I do that really often. I change it up. Even before, I was pretty proud of it, but I made it better. So I'll show you later. And
Yeah.
yeah, that's
I
what I'm
haven't been,
doing.
I've been trying to be productive, but here's how Lilana works. She tries to work, but then the minute I run out of ideas or if ideas don't come, I just kind of abandon it for like 2 or 3 days. Like I don't have the motivation sometimes to come back to it, but I've been working on that. I've been working on things every day because I have to. It's kind of vibe, but yeah,
Yeah, I
that's
know.
my summer. I can't believe a month's already gone. Like we only have like I guess a month and like 2 weeks left about. Yeah.
It's so sad. Time goes by way too fast, but I am excited to go back to school.
Yeah, so am I.
That's gonna be a fun time.
Yeah, I'm starting driving school like the upcoming
Exciting!
months.
Let me know how it is, 'cause I think I might get my license by the end of the summer. I'm not sure. Wait, do you know if we have to like do it again when we turn 18? Take the test again?
No, I don't think we do.
We don't? Okay, because I thought there was like a difference between teen driver's license and like adult. That's
Is
why I
there?
asked. I'm not sure. That's why I don't want to like take it now and then retake it when it's my birthday. I might as well just wait until then. I'm not sure. So I'll look into
Yeah,
it.
I
But
can ask
yeah.
when I start as well, but I haven't heard anyone having to retake it, so I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so. I hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can ask.
Yeah, I started driving on freeways. Oh my God, so much fun.
Yeah,
But
one of
it's
my
also
friends.
scary.
Yeah, one of my friends, she drove on 121, which is a highway near us. And she was so excited. And I'm like, I haven't touched a steering wheel yet, girl. And you're out there partying on the
You'll
highway. So,
get there too.
yeah, adult things, adult things.
I know.
Yeah, I was
Yeah.
literally complaining the other day. I was like, why can't we just have very safe public transportation like many countries, like Asian countries, like you can get on the metro and feel
I
safe. Like
know.
here, I feel like there's like a stigma around public transportation, which I wish there
Yeah.
wasn't, 'cause then I wouldn't want to drive. I'm one of those people.
I think Singapore is one of the best like public transportation places.
Yeah. That was
I've
my
heard
favorite part
lots
about
from
New
there.
York, getting to go on metros and getting to walk in
Oh,
public.
I know. Oh
Don't need
my
to use
gosh.
cars.
Literally, it's a different vibe. Like I see some people on, 'cause I think I joined a Zoom meeting a couple months ago, and there was this dude. I think he lives in New York or New Jersey, but he joins the Zoom and he texts like on some kind of like the, it was like a webinar kind of thing, and he's like,
Yeah.
"I'll be late, because my train is stuck and you know it's not moving.
Oh.
And the vibe, and then he joined from the next train in which like they had Wi-Fi or something, and he was just sitting there on the train. Like the vibe was so cool. I just want to
I
go live
know.
there. Oh my
I
God.
do. It's just really expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just fangirling over New
As
York. Okay.
you all
Yeah.
know, if you listen to previous episodes, Lana, me here, has an obsession over New York. Like, I am going to live there. I don't care what I end up doing. I'm going to live there at least for, even if it's just a week, I'm going to live
We should take a trip there.
there. We
Like,
should. That'd be really
we should
cool.
record our podcast there.
I know. We should vlog there
Be
too.
fun.
Post it on
Yeah.
Instagrams.
Yeah. That'd be
Yeah,
fun.
it would be. So, talking
Yeah.
about a bunch of adult things like moving and cars, I guess we can get into
Yeah, that's what I was
today's
gonna say.
topic.
Yeah, so as mentioned at the beginning of the episode, we'll be talking about credit cards, debit cards, and you know, being more responsible with them. So in general, I'll introduce one. Lilana, you can do the other. Which one do you want to do?
You start and I'll just take the one you don't do.
Okay, I'll talk about debit cards because I actually have one.
Okay. I don't. She does,
So
so she's more experienced. Perfect.
it's linked. Okay, full story. So when I started like learning more about like financial literacy in school and stuff, I think I didn't really take a class. I was taking like a business class and it was more like introduced in there. I was like, I really want money. Like I want to take care of my own money. And I kept asking my parents. I was like, you know, is there a way for me to have like a card but also not like misuse it? So they were like, you know, we can look into plans. And I came across Bank of America's student like high school plan. And basically, they give high schoolers a debit card, which is linked to their parent's account. So the parent can transfer money into that, and the student, like the child, can use it. And the parent can like see all the transactions you make. And I wasn't really aware of that at the beginning, like of the transaction thing. So this is a funny story. When I first got it, I was like super excited to use it. And we were at the mall one
That's
day.
everyone.
And my parents were like in some like a store, and my sister and I were like, you know, we're gonna go outside and wait. And while we were waiting outside, I saw a candy store right outside. So we went in
Oh my God, Zoe
and
told me this
bought,
story. It's so funny.
it's so funny. We bought so much candy. And literally every single candy there, we got like a little bit of each. It was like one of those where they have like a bunch of candy in like jars and you can like pick out which one, like assortment. And we bought a bunch. I used my debit card. I felt so much like an adult. And then I was like, where are we gonna eat this? Okay, so we go into H&M, like our entire family goes, and my sister and I in the changing room, we're eating candy. And by the end of it, we have like
Of
this whole like
course.
sugar rush. My parents are like, what are you doing? And my mom like sees like the white powder from one of the candies on my like mouth. She was like, did you eat something? And then we were caught. But they weren't mad. They were just kind of like, you know, you shouldn't go alone. And they could obviously see the transaction too, which I didn't know. But it was fun using that. But yeah, I mean, having a debit card, the main thing is you can't really use it if you don't have the money. You can only have a specified amount in your debit card. Like if you have $200 in your debit card, you can only use that much. You can't go over that limit to buy something. And so, Lana, do you want to introduce credit cards
Yeah.
now?
So the main difference between a credit and a debit card is, so as Zoya mentioned, like debit, you have that money in your account, whereas credit card is more like you're borrowing money from another place. So when you use a credit card, you're buying things. Yes, you're making that transaction, but you're using the company's money when you're using doing the transaction. So you pay a monthly fee to pay back those bills that you use. So let's say I bought like a bed from Costco and it was like $1,000. And so I used a credit card. I'm technically using $1,000 from that credit card's company. And then because I'm paying monthly payments and monthly fees, I'm essentially paying back that $1,000. But here's one reason that sometimes for high schoolers, why credit cards aren't preferred is because if you don't pay those fees on times, it's going to end up hurting your credit score, and your credit score in the future is used for like jobs, background checks, you know, buying houses and things like that. So if you don't maintain it, then that's going to hurt you long term. But if you're someone who's responsible, like for example, let's say Zoya, she is super, 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 super responsible.
No.
So she got a credit card And she made her, monthly payments. She paid her interest rate and she stayed all on top of it. She would start building a credit score from an early age, which would also be beneficial. So if you like, if you're young and like can maintain a credit card properly and pay your payments, getting a credit card can be beneficial because if you start building credit history on an earlier age, you're more likely going to have a higher credit score if you maintain it. Because if you maintain something well for a longer period of time, it's going to be built better. So, if you look at credit scores anywhere from above like a six, like I think it's like a 700. I'm not sure about the exact, but I know anything above a 700 is usually good, and anything above like a 720 is an excellent score. So that's where you would try to maintain. Like, try not to be below 700 because that will hurt you in the future. Like, let's say you have a credit score of 300, you're gonna have to pay more insurance rates. They're gonna give you, less. I guess they're because if you have a lower credit score, it's gonna look like you're not reliable. So banks, insurance companies, they're gonna make you pay more upfront. They're gonna see if you have enough assets in case you go bankrupt to pay everything. You're just making life more cautious. So I think like credit cards are used to help build this tree, which can impact you long term. That's why people are more cautious with it. Functionality is very simple. You're just borrowing money and you need to make sure you pay it off monthly. But other than it, like that's like the biggest difference from a debit card, just the fact that you need to pay back and you start building credit history, I would say is the biggest.
Yeah,
But
it's
also,
definitely more flexible. Like you can buy more, like more expensive things that you normally couldn't maybe not afford with a debit card, but you need to be a lot more responsible then.
yeah, like what Zoya's saying, like if you want to buy something expensive, yes, like let's say you don't have 100K in your like bank account and you used your credit card to buy it, please don't do that. If you don't have that much money, please don't do it all on a credit
It's
card.
gonna be
Not a good
hard to pay
choice.
off.
It'll be hard to pay off. But just like for an example, then yes, you can actually technically buy it with a credit card because you're borrowing that money as long as you pay it back. But you need to make sure you have your budgets down and you need to make sure you're responsible, that you can for sure pay that back when you're making those payments. Also, another benefit of credit cards, it's actually my favorite part. Sometimes companies, they offer like cash back rewards or like gift cards. So we have like a Discover something. Wait, what's that company called? I'm blanking.
Discover America.
Yeah,
Wait.
something. I think Discover is what they're usually known by, so we'll just go by that. But we have a
It's called
Discover.
Discover Card, yeah.
Yeah, we have a Discover credit card in our household. And so whenever we make purchases, we always get like money put in our account and we always buy like gift cards with that money. So it's like we've bought over like hundreds of dollars worth of gift cards out of those cash back. They're like technically free because we pay all our bills on time. My dad is very strict with that, and I think that came to me because we're both very practical people. So yeah, so in terms of credit cards, I think if you're careful, you should be fine. If you're like annual percentage rate, if you're APR, you can look at that. You can look at your interest rate and you can choose the best credit card that's more fitted for you. Because as Zoya mentioned before, if you can't pay it back, there's no point. But credit cards do offer like different options. So it's like some of them have like an upfront cost that's really high. So you can pay less monthly, or you can pay like quarterly, or you can pay like semi-yearly. There's like different options. There's like so many options. So if you're like someone who's like cutthroat on your bills, then maybe paying not monthly, but like only a few times a year, you can start saving up and then pay those deadlines. There's like so many options. There's like thousands and thousands of companies, APR rates, interest rates, option plans, initial fees. There's like credit
Yeah.
cards are very, very, very flexible in that. So
And
you can make your own choice so that you can have a better credit history. But you have to be responsible.
Yeah. And a lot of them do come with benefits, like Alana mentioned, because I remember watching a TikTok a couple of days ago, and this dude, he has like a whole literacy account, kind of like what we're talking about. And he says, what if you want to buy the new iPhone, or I think it was the iPhone 11, like $1,000 off the hand? You're gonna pay $1,000 and get it. But he says, if you do it the right way and if you have a good credit plan, you could be only paying $600. And he mentions like a credit plan where you get so much cash back, like depending on obviously the amount. And $1,000 is a pretty big amount. So you're gonna get more cash back. I mean, I'm not sure what the percentage was exactly, but the total with like a lot of like things that he mentioned came out to be $400 of cash back. So you're only paying $600 to get that phone.
Yeah, so you're paying 60% of the price.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and that's kind of cool when you think about it. I mean, if you actually use your money responsibly, you do have a lot of benefits too. You
Yeah.
just need to be careful. I think a lot of like teenagers, it'd be better to start off with debit cards, only because I feel like if you had a credit card, even me, if I had a credit card, it would be more difficult to like control yourself. You just be like, oh yeah, like this can be put on credit card, this can be put on, and without even you knowing, you'll have to owe so much by like the end of the month and you'll lose track of it. So it's just better to start off with a debit card and build your way up to a debit credit card so that you're just more responsible when you actually have one.
Yeah, I agree with Zoya because when you have a debit card, you start getting used to, like, hey, I'm financially independent. I can buy my own stuff. But because you're set with the limit, you know how much you can spend. You start planning out that money. So once you get those planning skills, I guess, under your tool belt, hashtag Bob the Construction Builder. Anyways, so once you start getting those tools under, your tool belt, then you're like, okay, I know how this process works. Then you can transition over to your credit card. This is also one point. Let's say you're a teenager with a credit card. I know not like a lot of teens do work, but if you don't work, then, usually your parents are gonna have to end up paying that bill. So that monthly APR bills. So you need to be like careful. Hey, is that something I want to do at this age or not? Because once you start working, that's your choice. And I know I mentioned before an APR. Just for those who don't know, an APR is an annual percentage rate. So anytime you get like a different types of loans, so like mortgage loans, for a house or general like student loans or like credit cards, you have to pay an annual percentage rate every month, which is basically you paying off that borrowed money. For anyone who didn't know, that's what it is. So,
Yeah, no, I was gonna explain that too right now because I was like, in case anyone doesn't know. But yeah, so I ended up pulling up some interesting statistics on credit cards in the USA. And this one really hit me. The average American owns three credit cards. Why would you ever need three credit cards? I mean, it makes sense, but you're putting yourself more at risk because you're gonna have to pay off that much more. Like, I feel like it's already hard to take care of one, just three.
yeah, no. In my house,
Perfect.
we have a lot too, and I think it. I agree with that. That's like disorganized. Why not just use one? But I think what ends up happening is like sometimes there's like a deal. Like if you get like a
Yeah.
in-store credit card, then it's like, oh, you get this much off. So let's say I always, let's say shop at, I don't know, American Eagle. Then it might be beneficial to get a American Eagle like credit card at that store because I would get, member stuff. So sometimes things like that happen. Like I know my parents recently got like a Sam's Club one because there was like a big sale, like if you had their credit card. But you need to be careful with that. You should like obviously do your research because if you have too many store credit cards, then you're gonna be paying a lot of monthly bills for
Yeah.
all of those, right?
No,
So
for
you need to be
me.
like very selective. Like we've been shopping at Sam's Club for like over 15 years and we just got one. Like that makes sense.
Yeah.
We don't usually get any retail get like in-store credit cards because that's not very useful for us because I shop at really different places. Like I don't see a need for a credit card in like a clothing store. But
Yeah.
it's just by personal need. Like if you're an avid shopper, hey, maybe. But yeah, there's like different like corporations like offer credit cards like retailers or like I guess food places, wholesalers. Then there's banks that offer credit cards, which most people know, like Bank of America, Chase, and things like that.
Yeah.
And it just keeps going on. But I think usually people have different ones just because they just are associated with different banks. Like if you have a bank account in various banks,
That's
then
true, I guess. Yeah, no, I didn't even take into account like the store thing. I forgot that
Yeah.
store credit
Yeah.
cards
Like I think
exist.
my parents probably have like I don't know how many they have. They probably have three at least, maybe. But like
Yeah.
we always use our Discover one. Like I feel like you have them on the side just for like when you need it. But don't go buying 10 store credit cards or more than like three or four. Like that, I don't think that's pretty practical,
Yeah,
but
because it's also not very practical. They try to entice you to buy it by saying, first time you'll get 10% off or 20% off or something. And they want you to sign up, but later on, you're only building up points for which you get like $5 after like years of using. It's not really worth it because you have to keep track of it and like pay a fee every month. It's not really worth it.
Yeah.
But
It's just with the credit card you have to plan more, whereas yes, it has the pro of like the cash back and the gift cards, and then it has, you're starting to build a credit history, which is probably healthy for the future. But if you can't plan or you're just starting out, I would say probably a debit card. It's just personally I've always used my parents' credit cards
Yeah.
or debit cards whenever needed, or like I've just carried cash around, like I never felt a need because I just make my own decisions usually. Like I think most people are pretty decent with, what they're buying. They know their limits. They know what they can buy. So it's kind of like,
That's true. I don't know why. I feel like it's sometimes also over-exaggerated that like a lot of people are in debt. I feel like that more applies to like a lot
loans.
of like college students who just like got into the real world. But like
Yeah.
what I'm like seeing online, it says the average household credit card debt in America is $5,315, which is not that bad.
Yeah, it's not
It's
that bad. I don't think so either. I mean,
yeah.
it depends, like, 'cause I feel like a lot of people do end up having student loans or house loans, and
Yes.
sometimes because it's so intricate, there's so many details, you don't plan it out fully. And so what happens is you're having like so many bills you have to pay, whereas your like credit card, you can hold off a little bit. And so I think that debt piles off. Whereas you're right, if you use a debit card, you're losing your own money. Like you're the bank is just taking your money because it's right out of your account, right? So
Yeah. But sometimes, I mean, credit cards do come in handy, I guess. I don't know, not like in handy, but I think especially at the beginning of the pandemic, because I'm looking at the statistic that says more than half, like 51% of credit card holders have increased their credit balance and have gone more into debt when the pandemic started.
yeah.
So, because people were like losing jobs, they needed to buy things, they needed to store things, and
Yeah. I
at
mean,
least that's like.
from my perspective, a lot of people were doing like house renovations, house shopping. So I know though anything related to a house is very, very expensive. Like wherever we would go to like homes, I meant Lowe's or Home Depot, there'd be like a lot of, things that are running out of stock. There'd actually be people there, like a lot of people relatively. So it was like I could tell that a lot of people were doing house related projects and, yeah. Your home more, so that means more maintenance for yourself, like more food. Because if you're usually working at a workplace, you're not eating that much, or you're not online shopping, you don't have as much free time to spend that money, right? So more time you have, the more things you want to do, you can do, which often includes binge shopping.
Yeah, like I literally remember at the beginning of this podcast in the pandemic, I was like, I always want to go shopping like online.
Yeah, I'm like a binge window shopper. I look and I make
Too.
all these beautiful ideas in my head, and I never execute anything because someone says something and I'm like, fine, I don't do that.
Yeah, I know. Like for me, I get on a website, a random one, and I start looking at clothes and I just add anything I like. And by the end of it, like after 2 or 3 hours, I look at my cart and it just has like so many things and the total is like $3,000. And I'm like, did I do something
Yeah, I
wrong?
don't know. Yeah, I don't know if this is usual, but usually I like something, I put in the cart and I have like 10 to 15 items, and I go back and I'm like, why did I choose that? And I like tend to take out things.
Yeah,
I
I
don't
take out
know.
things a lot because
Yeah.
I always go over my limit and I just add way too much.
Yeah. I don't know. I've
Yeah.
recently been looking at fast fashion stores like Shein and Runway, but or Shein, I don't know how to say it, but are they actually good?
I have ordered from there before. I know a lot of people were saying, they child labor and their practices are not just the very best, a lot of stores like that. But what they don't realize that most big companies execute things that way. You can't change
Yeah,
how corporations work, which is that's what they turn to.
I wrote a whole paper on fast fashion. Yeah, there's like different views. That's I know this is off topic, but it's still financial related, so you guys can listen. I've heard so in my paper, there's like an economist. His name is Benjamin Powell. So what he says is, yes, we think that people there are being paid like minimum wages by these fast fashion companies. Like children are paying less, women are being paid less. But he's like, that's because people are looking at it relative to first world countries like America. If you look at relative to those third world developing countries, they're actually one of the most highly paid for manual labor, or they're in like the average apparel worker was around $12 to $13 in Honduras, whereas the average like worker was only getting like regular worker was only getting like 10 or 11. I don't know the numbers, but it was definitely lower than the garment workers. So they said if you look at relative there, it's not low, but if you look at it here, it's low. And if you look at it there, it's also better than the op other options they have, because usually if you don't have money, you do end up doing jobs that are not either appropriate, or like you end up having to like beg or scavenge through trash. Like, this is a better option. So that's one view. But another view is the standard should be globally equal. Like, low here means low there, because this corporation is first world based. You should be holding everything to first world standards. So it's just the way you see it. I don't, my personal view is regarding financials, I would look at it relatively, but you shouldn't be having children doing your labor. Like, it needs to, because those developing countries have lax legislation. That's why they're getting away. There should be an age, there should be sanitation, and there should be like protocol requirements. I think the main issue is because those three aren't there. There's no age limits. They don't care how the workers are treated. There's no protocol. So I think because those three are not there, people automatically blame the financials. Like, if you have more money, this can be fixed. If you pay them more, this can be fixed. But if you look at it, let's say you're paying them $15 more. Does that mean these protocols are going to change? No, only more money is going. So the problems are still going to be there. So to me, it's like fix those first and then go to the wages, this kind of thing.
Yeah,
You know, sorry,
exactly.
me being
The
all
thing is,
activist.
it makes sense. And when a lot of people are like, boycott the company, that's not gonna work, because not, first of all, not
Because you're
everyone
not
agrees.
realizing that those
And
workers need those jobs. We're complaining more than
exactly.
they're complaining. Like, yes, the
Exactly.
children are going to complain, obviously, because that's not something they should be doing. The people who are harassed are going to be complaining because the protocols are not there. Look at the underlying issues. You guys, people are looking at, they're not looking that, okay, we should be advocating to change the age limits. We should be advocating to change the protocols. But no, people are just advocating totally against those companies.
Yeah.
Does
Well,
that
in
make
fact, you kind of
sense?
need those companies. Yeah, it does. No, what you brought up is really makes sense, because I also agree with you. I've never been able to put it into words like that. And the person you mentioned, the economist, I'll go look into him too. It sounds pretty interesting. But yeah, because I've always wondered that too. I see a bunch of people on TikTok like, these are the companies you should boycott, don't buy from there. And I'm like, but we need those companies in order to function. What's going to happen to the millions of people who lose their jobs there? I mean, not millions, maybe thousands. But I
Yeah, I don't
mean,
know, and
we.
people might label us speaking about this as entitled.
Yeah.
A happy place that you don't care. That's not what it is. It's kind of like, I feel like people, they just started joining a bandwagon. I'm like, influencers who really care, maybe they should start stepping up for those smaller steps. Like, can we try to advocate against the legislation in those countries? Or, I like, even some children are willingly working there for their families. You don't know their situation, but people are just like, boycott it. Like, maybe we should be helping funding those countries. Like, you're making millions and millions of dollars. Why don't you donate and help, right? Like, I'm not saying don't boycott. Like, yes, I mean, boycott brings the awareness to those big corporations. You know, when you're saying, I'm going to boycott Zara, then Zara's going to be like, okay, they're going to shut us down if you don't fix it. They're going to have that motivation. But you can't just boycott to close the company. You need to boycott to reform some of their protocols. Because sometimes the protocols they choose are not exactly done by the holistic company, because it's offsourced and contracted, right? So it's kind of like,
And I mean, even from the point of view of all the workers there, it's just survival. You need money to survive, and they're doing their best to make money and do their job, whether it's their entire family, their children also working there. They need the money to survive. So you can't just boycott the company to close and make them lose their jobs, because they're going to be even more in a struggling position financially after that. So
I
there's
definitely
always
agree.
better ways to come at things, but we started off talking about Shein and we
You
ended
know
up
what? I'll try to be wise, old Alana, and I'll connect it back to credit cards. When you shop, I guess, be a responsible shopper with your credit card. Like, when you're shopping at these companies, if you really care about saving the environment, or you really care about, child, like, against child labor, then maybe those shops you're buying with their credit and debit card, research, and like, maybe not, I guess, completely buy from companies that go completely against your values. Like, don't, like, for example, I don't eat beef, so would I go buy beef from a company that only sells beef? No, right? So, like, things like that, just buy, use your credit card and debit card responsibly to buy things that are, things you should be buying, things that uphold your values kind of thing. So that also, I guess, helps you keep like shop responsibly, because once you start shopping, like I guess against your values, against your budget, against your planning, you're gonna just go off track. You're gonna start having bigger bills. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely keep that in mind. Thank you for wrapping all that up, Alana.
I
Really, really
have no
wonderfully.
wise little words today about credit cards, but just be
It's
responsible,
because
or debit
it's.
cards. Just be responsible, plan. Be like
Yeah.
Zoya. She's so good with her debit card.
But I barely got to use it. The thing is, the pandemic hit like 10th grade, right? At the end of our 10th grade. And since then, I've just been at home. Where am I supposed to use it? So,
We came in
yeah.
a, I came in quarantine as a 15-year-old. No, 14-year-old. No,
Oh
was I
no.
15?
I think you were 15. Yeah, I was 16. My birthday passed. You were 15.
Yes, and I'll get out at 17. But
Yeah.
all those drastic people who get in like at 11 and now they're like all of a sudden high school, it's like,
I know. It's been a crazy. Oh, I saw a TikTok. Sorry, this is off topic. But there was like a little baby and the mother was like, we're taking the quarantine baby out to a grocery store for the first time.
Oh,
I was like, because she was born during the pandemic. I was like, oh
okay.
my God. And she was just so amazed by like, or so startled by her surroundings. She was just staring everywhere, kind of scared, kind of nervous. It was
Yeah.
adorable.
Of course, what is a podcast episode without you and me getting off track anyway? So, but that is cute. That
Hope
topic is
our
cute.
listeners enjoy us getting off topic. I
Yes.
feel like what we talk about is sometimes really interesting.
Yeah, because here's the thing,
So.
financial literacy, I'm gonna be cutthroat and honest, it is a boring topic just to talk about financial literacy. So me and Swear are just trying to
Yeah.
weave in personal experience. You know, when we're serious, it doesn't last more than 30 seconds because we know you don't. It's just hard to listen to someone talk. Like, even I can't watch an own YouTube video about this topic for more than like a minute and not be bored. So it's like
Yeah.
we're just trying to like get down the basic facts as fast as we can. Like, literally, I think I talked about credit cards for like less than a minute, but went more into how you can apply it because we both feel like application is just more interesting. So if you do have more questions about like the basics, like specific terms or things like that, definitely just DM us. You can email us. You can anything. We'll happy to answer. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And we can also try to provide more resources
Yeah.
and talk about specific topics. Just let us know in our
Yeah.
DMs and
Yeah. Me and Zoya are like working on creating like things that will, I guess, we'll reveal later, but it's just keeping all this financial literacy basics all in one place. And so
Yep.
maybe that'll be helpful. Yeah. And we'll definitely post links and things like that on our Instagram for you guys to go see.
Yeah. So we'll look out
Yeah.
for that and can tune in next week. We've been sort of off track with our episodes,
We're
I
getting
think.
back. Yeah,
Yes, we always release them. We forget to post on Instagram. So subscribe to us on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, wherever, so you're notified when we release a podcast. And yeah, look out for those new episodes, and we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
bye.